And we're back. This is Lee from Huntsville in for Phil Williams. And with me is Emily Jones as my co-host. Thank you very much. We're solid conservative and just plain right. Wouldn't you agree?
Ask Kareem. Just plain right.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to ask Kareem. So actually, we're going to move on to a different subject. We're going to move on to a subject kind of near and dear to our heart, which is Title IX and the changes that are being made. And we all know that the Biden administration tried to change Title IX to recognize gender identity. That was stuck in the courts for quite some time. And then once Trump won the election in November, it just kind of all fizzled out. Would that be not how you describe it? Just removed the language and moved on with it because they knew it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, they saw the writing on the wall and pulled
right.
it back.
Right. So, but if you think that means that all of a sudden every state in the union was just enthusiastically supporting, and making the changes, you'd be wrong.
You'd be wrong.
I know that NCAA did change it, but they've tried some dirty tricks. But
The Olympics changed it yet? They've not, have they?
No, they put it up into they. I think said it's up to each individual sport.
Okay.
But we actually have a former junior Olympian and college national champion, NCAA, which is my bestie, Dee, is on the line. Hello.
Hello. Hey. I was never a junior Olympian, but that's okay.
I'm sorry.
Just take national
team. National team. You're on the national team.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Sorry. You know, I get things wrong. So we were talking. We were talking about the changes that have happened. The Trump has put out edicts to all these states about what they're supposed to be doing, considering Title IX, how they should be approaching it. Yeah. And he has said that transgender athletes, I believe transgenders who were born biologically male are not allowed to compete in female sports. I don't think anything's been said about the other direction, but that's not exactly a problem. Mm-hmm. So I was surprised to find, because I thought, well, once he put that out there, that, the states would have to comply, right? I mean, the federal trumps state law. We've always heard that, especially from Democrats. There's a supremacy clause in federal trumps state. So, but would you be surprised to learn that 23 states still do not have laws on the books about transgender athletes, and a lot of them are refusing to play ball. They're refusing to change things. They're saying that they're calling it a human rights issue. And they're basically stating that, they can't deny transgender athletes due to human rights. So are you surprised that still that many states don't have laws and are seemingly unconcerned about the demanded changes?
Well, I mean, first of all, the fact that they don't have laws to me speaks to the fact that there was never any confusion about the difference between a male and a female before. So there is no need to establish a law about what a woman is and what a man is, or what a male is and what a female is. So therein lies the sort of crux of kind of underscoring our entire reason for existing as a nonprofit organization saving Title IX. Like it just did not have to, used to have to be something we had to define.
Right.
I'm not surprised that 23 states are being non-compliant because, I always look at everything through a spiritual lens.
Right.
And, the Bible talks about that, during perilous times, these are the kinds of things that you'll see. And one of those things is rebellion. And lovers of self. People will be lovers of themselves. And, we are now in sort of this, we've been in this for several years now, this sort of self-love movement.
Right.
Where, there's a hyper-focus on self and a hyper-focus on taking care of self, and that self defines what's good and bad and what's right and wrong, which is literally devil doctrine. So I'm not surprised, but I also recognize that, you know, anytime you have anything, first of all, if Trump, it's not even really about the what, it's about the who, right? As our some of our favorite content creators, the Cartier family, always says, it's not the what, it's the who. And it's because it's Trump, right, who has laid down this edict. And it's because it's Trump who has said, this is the definition of this, and we're not doing this anymore. And males don't belong in female sports. I think that it is a combination of what, but also who is saying it. There is just a hard and fast rule by the left that if Trump says the sky is blue, then they're going to say it's, you know, green. There's not any.
They're very stiff-necked about him.
Yeah. And I also think that there's this very strong mission to feminize males. Like it's an agenda by not just the left, but the toxic feminist left. And we see it, you know, in everything from, you know, television programs that I don't watch, movies that I won't see, you know, commercials, ads, you know, there's this sort of this emasculation and making men eunuchs. Or feminizing men to the point where people are being, it's not just about, you know, compliance and agreement, but it's about compliance and it's about advocacy, right?
Support and then advocacy. Yeah.
Advocacy.
Required.
Yeah. For literally the opposite of what God says.
Right.
So ultimately this is what it always is, which is a rebellion against God, and his design for people. But it also gives us, you know, as a nonprofit organization, Saving Title IX, it gives us, you know, our continued mission to not only, it's not really just about raising awareness, it's about affecting change, right? Affecting change and affecting legislation.
Right.
Putting pressure on at the state level. Through grassroots efforts, and that which would be sort of my domain in our group.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would like to work through, you know, athletic programs, and specifically, I'd like to really mobilize advocacy with parents. Like, where are the parents?
Mm-hmm.
You know, speaking up on behalf of their daughters. I see the athletes speaking up now more, but I'm not really seeing the parents say, you know, this is not acceptable for my child, and this is not acceptable, you know, for the amount of money we've invested, right, in my child's sport, my child to be able to excel and succeed in the sport, which by the time they get to college, again, is 10 years minimum and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
Tens of thousands.
As you well know,
yeah.
Laura.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Plus, where's the... I agree with that. And I also say, you know, especially the dads, like, where's the dad saying, you know, this man's not going in the locker room with my daughter. Oh, I hear the music. You can hang over for the next segment, right?
Yeah, sure.
All right. So we'll talk about this a little bit more and talk about some specific cases. So we will be right back, guys. And we're back. Love that song.
It's
the state anthem, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I think people put their hand over their heart when they hear it. You know,
I bet if you polled high school kids, more would know that song than the national anthem in our state.
Guaranteed. Guaranteed. So we've been having a great conversation about Saving Title IX. I do, before we jump into that, I do want to read Shag Nasty, which is a very interesting name.
Yes.
The Atheist.
Phil chose that name, by the way.
Oh. Texted... whatever happened to locking Hillary up over that email server? LOL. I'm down for it. I'm willing to still lock her up for that.
Hey, I bet Pam Bondi might go after her.
100%. It's still illegal what she did.
Yeah.
Cash
Patel would.
And yeah, I think so. And he mentioned something about that Hegseth is incompetent, and he's just, I don't know. I think that.
I'd rather look at Pete Hegseth than, what was his name? Austin.
Yeah, please. Yeah. Lloyd Austin?
Yeah, there you go, Lloyd Austin. I will take Pete Hegseth any day of the week over that.
So many times. Yeah, he's a good-looking man. I'll give him that. So we were talking with my bestie, Dee, and we got her back on the line. Are you there?
What's up?
Yeah, we're sitting there talking about Pete and how... How easy on the eyes he is.
Yes, he is. But I also heard you mention Bondi, and I had some not nice things to say about her. I don't think it made on me.
She's better than Merrick Garland, though.
Well, yeah. Like, I mean, she's.
Well, I mean, so is my, you know, 3-year-old, you know, toddler, you know, nephew. I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean,
it's not a fair comparison.
She spends way more time on Fox News doing interviews than she does actually making, you know, doing things effectively while she's busy, you know, blasting what she's going to be revealing, and it's just redacted nonsense. So,
yeah,
I give her a D- so far.
She got to step up her game. She's been fooled a bit, I think, by some bad actors on this information. I personally think that
she's put in a position to not be fooled, though.
I agree.
This
but
is why we needed Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz would have been so much better.
I agree. And I think that there's too many big, large actors and large donors mm-hmm. on both parties that are a part of some of these lists that have no intention of them ever seeing the light of day.
Agreed.
I don't think they will.
Yep. Agree.
All right. So I wanted to talk about something that I read about an athlete. In Oregon. Oregon's one of the states on my list. They don't have any laws prohibiting transgender athletes competing and in their chosen gender. And because don't get me wrong, people, transgender athletes can compete all day long, but they have to compete in the men's division, and they don't want to do that. So in Oregon, there was this was very recent. A high schooler athlete, says Ada, but I'm willing to bet is like Adam or something. Ran in the 200 and the 400 events. In the 400 event, he finished nearly. I mean, it was like 8 seconds before.
Seven seconds.
Yeah, before the number two competitor, and in track, that's like a light year.
That's a long time.
Yeah,
and.
Yeah.
And
that's like 5 touchdowns in football.
I know. And he like he had the same thing in the 200. He finished a couple of seconds ahead, which we're talking about. They're going by milliseconds typically, mm-hmm. Or even
correct.
Photo finishes in track. And it's just kind of proves to me it's that it kind of it just makes a mockery. And the and I found it interesting. Riley Gaines even commented, another day, another boy dominating girls' sports. And the parents were quite upset about this. There's been a bit of a controversy going on. And what I'm asking is, how are they justifying to keep doing this? How does Oregon justify saying, oh, well, you know, it's civil, or they call it like human rights instead of, you know, the federal government says they cannot compete. I don't get how they're just going to thumb their nose and think it's going to work.
Well, I mean, anytime you have, you know, a radical, zealous group that is basically a cult and has a cult following, cults are going to do cult things, right? And cults are going to cult.
Right.
And there's a... you know, but one of the hallmarks of every cult is that they manipulate language to try to control people.
Right.
And so that's, I mean, Marxist playbook is to, you know, change the meanings of words and or manipulate words so that they have a meaning that's no longer understood as the universally understood, you know, meaning.
Right.
So human rights, which, again, is as opposed to what? The animal rights? Like, what are we comparing this to?
Right.
What about the human rights of the girls? And of course, you know, I refuse to use the T word because these are not, I don't acknowledge anybody who is pretending to be a woman as anything other than a man or a male.
Right.
So, boys in girl costumes pretending to be girls, and then beating the crap out of girls in athletic events is one of the, I think, last bastions that they have to hold on to in this new administration, where they're saying, no, we're putting our foot down on this. And to me, it just points to the bigger issue, which is that the left has learned nothing from November 5th, 2024, like nothing.
Right.
And they're doubling and tripling down on delusion. doubling and tripling down on Dummy McDum-Dum, and it's not going to work. I mean, ultimately, what's going to happen is there's going to be such a revolt about this that there's going to be, we've seen it a few times, but not, in my opinion, not enough times, but what's going to have to happen is girls are just going to have to take, you know, be the sacrificial lambs, as it were.
And walk
and
away.
Forfeit.
Yeah.
Forfeit competition.
Yeah.
They're going to have to forfeit competition so that these men, these males are just competing by themselves, against themselves, for themselves.
I want to highlight, too, another one in Maine. This one is in pole vaulting. This competition was held end of February, where a pole vaulter who was a male won, competing in the female category. And not only did he win, but his victory played a decisive role in helping the school clinch the overall girls state championship by 1 point. And yeah. I'm just saying, it's just, I look at this and I think all of these girls worked so hard for so long and they lost a championship. And I just, yeah. I look at this and I think this is just, you're ripping trophies out of girls and women's hands. You're literally going over and taking them away.
Well, and not just trophies, but opportunities and scholarships and, you know, and the opportunity to advance in their sport and to be recognized as champions in their sport and recognized as, you know, excelling in their sport. But I bring it back to your original question, which is, when does the conversation about human rights end? Does it end just with males who are pretending to be females and competing against them in sports? Is that where that conversation ends, or does it extend also to the females? Aren't they human also? So I think that there's not going to be any real needle moving until, again, the parents really stand up for their daughters and say, yeah, she's a human also, a human who has, you know, and hit up with facts, you know, a human who has invested this much time. We have invested this much money in her career. We have invested, you know, in my case, you know, I was in a sport where we had to move all over the country to get the best coaching, right? So you can imagine how expensive that is. And then if they happen to, you know, be, you know, national champion level, Olympic level, it's even more expensive. Believe me or not, it's not less expensive. It's more expensive, even with a sponsor. So it's going to take the parents really standing up, not just after an event, but before these things happen, right? There needs to be a concerted coalition that is organized. And, you know, and that's why I'm so grateful that we have Saving Title IX, our organization, because we can function as the umbrella organization, right? For all of these advocacy groups to sort of band together using our organization as the glue. And really start making some noise where people are going to be listening and can't help but listen.
Right. Totally agree. And I think that's what it's going to take to move the needle. It's what it's going to take.
Yeah.
And I hate to see people shamed, and I hate to see people silenced like they have been. In that Maine situation, there was a state rep that really came to the girls' team's defense and really started saying, you know, this isn't right. And she was absolutely excoriated in the state of Maine.
Mm-hmm.
And she was, she was, I mean, just basically told that, you know, kind of pushed out and said, you know, you're the only voice that's saying this. And I find that just really disconcerting.
It's the gaslight. It's the ultimate gaslight. Yeah.
Because that's not what the parents
feel. That's the other tactic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But here's the thing, though. And you know how I am. Y'all both know that I am, you know, not one to, I don't go quiet into that good night.
Mm-mm.
But, you know, I think it's going to take a lot of people sort of getting a bit of an attitude and not allowing themselves to be bullied into submission, especially, you know, in the heat of the moment, right? When you're standing in front of a group of people with a microphone in front of you and you're protesting, you know, this extreme injustice.
Right.
And it's an extreme injustice that really just boils down to common sense and biology. Men are bigger, stronger, faster. Their muscle fibers are quicker. Their instincts are better. They have a completely different, you know, timing, with the twitch of their muscles. I mean, we could go on and on and on about the biological differences
right.
where men are advantaged over women. I don't care what the sport is. And, but people sort of get subdued, because of the shock value of being yelled at. And my thing is yell back, like, don't stand your ground and be so well prepared that it doesn't matter what's thrown at you, which is always a pretty talking point, right? It's always the same armchair rhetoric. It's always the same professional victim junk that right. they throw at everybody who has any objection to their, wackadoodle agenda.
That sounds like Kareem.
It does. I was thinking the same thing.
We had a caller earlier, and I don't know if you heard it. I don't know how long you've been on, but named Kareem, who really tried to go at us. And you know how I feel. Saying it loud, don't make it right. And he was trying to be loud and a loud, fast talker. And we gave it back to him as hard as he was trying to give it. And
yeah.
but and that's
well,
what you
loud
have to
and wrong.
Yeah,
loud
he was loud and wrong.
And, wrong. Yes.
And that's what we
yeah,
you know, and that's wrong. What everybody has to do is to call out the loud and wrong. But actually we got to take a break.
What does every bully
though.
Do?
Yes.
What does every bully do when you push back? They retreat.
They retreat. Exactly. All right, we have got to go to a break. Thank you so much for coming on with us.
Thanks, Dee.
Absolutely. I loved it.
All right.
Loved hanging out with y'all as usual.
Of course. All right, we will be right back, everyone.